anybody can do better than Hostile Dead.
Well, there you go then.
Dun, 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 dun. Molly Morgan is so getting an LVP.
In a world, at a place, at a time, with some things. People, they sit around, they talk about things like a co-ed football league. They talk about people that play in that league. Like Joe K.
That's me.
Like Emily, and some special guests we got coming up in a little bit. You're listening to the Toppers Sports Podcast.
Are we going to buy Onslaught Productions? Like, am I reading between the lines here?
I don't know, because Bee's brother's still suspended, so it doesn't matter.
Jimmy, are you quietly working off to the side with Bee's brother, and that's how that got put together?
You know what? I only have one thing to say to that gentleman. Bitches.
That's funny.
Good evening. Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast. I am Lenny. Good evening. Week 10 is come and gone. Hello, welcome, shalom, all that other good stuff. A bunch of teams, 24 of them are very happy. 30 of them are very, very sad. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the schedule. We're going to get into the divisions. We're going to get into the matchups.
And we do have a special call out.
Oh, yes.
A very special TSLer coming up in a little bit.
Yes, we're going to hope to have that happen. Let's say our hellos. We said hello to Joe and Emily in the intro. He is back. Right now, he is a member of the D2, Angry Buffalo. There are rumors on the street that they are moving up to D1. We don't have that confirmed nor denied yet.
Lenny, you're you.
He's wiping his brow. He looks like he's sweating. He looks a little tad nervous. It might be from the pizza. It might be from the fact that he knows he's going up to the east side to a D-Lux apartment in the sky. Welcome back, Jay. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me back.
There's no teams right now. Well, actually, New Gods are in red, so you guys might have a jersey conflict. But except for that, you guys are good to go.
That's good. Yeah, that's the first thing we're thinking about.
Obviously.
Makes sense.
Now, people have been telling me this, and I've got to remind you of this. If you lose in the semifinals, that doesn't count. You still are going up. So tell Nick Such if you lose that there's no collect $200 after you pass go.
Nick, if you're listening right now, call in immediately. Help me out here.
That'd be tremendous.
We might be talking to Nick later. We might not. We're going to save that for a little while. And our other guests, we've been trying to get home for a little while. We're not going to say a working relationship, but we love the guys over at Game On. They're a great league, like we are. They've started their own video cast. He is on it. He is also a member of the Sticky Nation.
And a very special thank you to Game On Sports for letting Jeff come down here today.
Welcome, Jeff Kroll. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for being here. This is exciting news. It's a little different. We've actually watched you on Facebook a couple times.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Jeff from the Game On podcast is here for the TSL podcast.
This is good.
This is history making is what it is.
It really is. Well, you know what history would be making. Joe Kay and I have already said in our last podcast, we want to come on.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that would be awesome.
Dual shows.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Dual shows
Joe
has K. to happen.
You're going to need a wider lens because you have eight people at a table. To fit me in, Joe K. in, you might need like two.
Yeah, what I'm going to ask about that right now. Why do you have eight people on at once?
So look, these are growing pains. We've done two podcasts so far. And we're still figuring out, you know, the forum, how all this stuff works, how many people to have on. We're going to get this right. But yeah, we made some mistakes. In the second week, we had like eight people come on the show. Turns out that's a little much. Everyone
talks
over each other.
Well, there tip one was already, he already learned, so we don't need to say no.
Well, I got a bunch of questions for you, Jeff, but I'm going to start with the obvious one. You know, every now and again, we have our text chains open. Joe K, Jimmy, and myself go to PF Chang for our creative meetings all the time. Do you guys have meetings?
Oh, so we're communicating throughout the week. Yeah, we're sending texts back and forth, me and the core other guys that do this.
So here's my first question.
Have you ever tried to do that on the Telegram app?
Pineapple.
Haven't tried that yet.
Here's the question. As you may or may not know, Bee's brother's been suspended.
I've heard.
Was there ever a conversation amongst your group to sign Bee's brother bring him to... No, are you sure?
Not once. I'm sure that has never come up once, yeah.
What do you think he would bring instant ratings to your show?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, instant ratings. Big ratings boom, but
he is a free agent. He's available.
Yeah.
And we are trying to place
I don't know if he's
him.
A free agent. He's just suspended.
He's suspended from us.
It's fine, though.
We could still trade him, right?
I mean, representing, you know.
We could trade him to other leagues.
Yeah, there's nothing in the bylaws.
Until we suspend him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you can sign him.
Sure.
Can you imagine, though, seriously, if he showed up in there?
Trade.
Yeah, that's everything we ever wanted.
That would be kind of awesome.
How could it be bad?
Can you imagine if he just started talking? And like you said, you started making up team names, and he just started talking about their, like,
yeah, a day all right.
Yeah.
All right, so here it is then. Trade on the table. B's brother for Game On in the off season, coming on with Lenny and Joe. And awesome. Emily.
Yeah, but I mean,
if she
that's
wants
kind of
to.
What we're talking about here. We're gonna.
No, I'm talking about it straight up.
Well, actually, hold on. I don't even know if you're allowed to say this on our show, but didn't you say one of the rules was you're not allowed to talk about other leagues?
Well, I think in general they want to keep the focus on Game On during their shows. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I thought you weren't just like weren't allowed to mention that we exist.
No, I don't think there's anything we're not allowed to talk about. I think in general they just want to keep the focus on Game On and the stuff that they're doing over there.
Makes sense. No, I
guess. Well, so Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we always want to when we meet new guests, we kind of want to know how'd you come to be the Sticky Bandit situation. Where'd you guys start? How'd you get here, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so we've been playing football now for about 6 years.
Would it be
pineapple? That's strange. We've been playing for about 6 years, and you know, this is just a bunch of guys that grew up together. A lot of us went to high school together. You know, we always grew up playing football in a park nearby, near our houses. So, you know, when we found out that this like adult co-ed rec leagues existed in our mid-20s, like this was fantastic. So, you know, we kind of got together. Game On was just the first league that we heard of. We did that for probably about 3 years. And then the last couple of years, we've been over at your league, at Toppers.
Here's my another question. So, and bring me back, and forgive me, because I always get confused. Tight ends in motion.
Yes.
When you say cores, now when I see Sticky Bandits, I usually see Raj. I see Ricky Recchio.
Yep.
I see yourself.
Yep.
Dave Baker, I think, kind of flies.
Dave Baker and Alex Buklis at this point are the only two that go back and forth. We used to have a lot more crossover between the teams.
Okay.
And we, about a year ago, decided, you know, we need to separate it a little bit.
And then the Klecklers went Blitzkrieg. Because they were they kind of loosely involved?
The Klecklers were never Sticky Bandits. So
okay.
Eric had played on tight ends in motion for a while.
Okay.
And then there was kind of a parting of ways there, and they went out and formed their own team.
And obviously you've got to feel good right now because Blitzkrieg did not have a good season.
Yeah, feel great about that. Feel great about that. I'm sure you're aware of Alex's shirt.
I am.
Shirt.
I saw that.
That's a great shirt.
That was a phenomenal shirt.
So the shirt needs updating. The shirt is 4-0, and of course Alex is beating Blitzkrieg again, so that shirt should say 5-0 now.
And if you haven't seen that, go to Facebook, Topper Sports LLC. There is a picture of Alex, who is about a foot and a half taller than I think it was Eric Klecklers, and he's wearing his shirt where he cites all his victories over over poor Mr. Klecklers.
Maybe their paths will cross again, though.
You never know.
Teams change. You know, I'm a flip-flopper, so... Yeah.
You?
No.
What does a flip-flopper mean?
Yeah.
You change teams every season.
Oh, no. Are you leaving again?
No.
No. Yes?
No.
No. Good.
Emily. No means yes.
Emily.
I'm kidding.
Pineapple.
I'm joking.
So, you show up Saturday, and you guys were 5-0 in one of your last six.
Yeah.
Things were good.
Great finish, yep.
You were doing phenomenal. B's brother got suspended, so obviously their inspirational leader is not playing for Cobblestone.
Right.
So you'll never say, hey, we got this in the bag, but you've got to be feeling pretty good.
We felt so good going into that game.
And you were playing phenomenal. I mean, I'm not just saying you beat on the shitty teams. Like, you were, everybody's a good team in D3, sans Mickey Rats, except obviously they shocked Topper, but...
No, sans primetime.
Yeah, well, go tell Gryffindor that, because they almost lost.
Well, of course it is. Gryffindor in the playoffs.
If the refs didn't hose them, I'm telling
you... The refs hosed them?
Yeah,
we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
They hosed them. They should have beat them. And then Cobblestone comes to town.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what happened? Something had to go wrong.
Yeah, so it was a couple things, I guess. So the first time we played them in the regular season, they didn't have their one super
NFL player.
Oh,
their
did
NFL
he play
player.
Again?
He finally
played somebody that wasn't us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, it turns out he's really good at football, too. So,
yes, he is.
Yeah, so that was really tough. We put Ricky Recchio on him. That's, you know, our best player. That's the best we could do. But,
Ricky,
you know, this guy was
awesome,
unbelievable.
Though.
He did do awesome against this guy.
I saw Ricky making, like, solid
stuff. I mean, no one else on our team could have done that.
I congratulated him.
Beesing's over on the other side just having a day then, right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, because Beesing's phenomenal.
Yeah. Garrett did very well.
He's a really good player. Better person, but great player. So, and I guess
former
I got to know this.
Former bachelorette contestant.
What is it like, though? So you're 5-0-1, and then you see Daryl Carr, QB superstar, showing up. I mean, his hair is probably looking magical. He's feeling great. Are you intimidated by this? Are you like, okay, something could go wrong?
It was a combination of Daryl Carr's magnificent hair and the NFL player we were lined up against that were intimidating. Yeah.
Almost NFL player.
Almost.
Close.
Almost. We don't want to give him too much credit.
Can we do a TS? Sell TV hair product commercial.
What?
And Daryl's a star.
We could.
Daryl was already in a commercial.
We could get an A&A.
Garrett showed me it.
We could get an A&A hair product.
Believe it or not, you know, it's Prel, I think. Purell. So
no, wait.
I don't know. All I know is this.
Pantene
Pro-V. That's what it is. So I don't know if you remember this or not, but our first ever summer banquet Cobblestone won the title, and we said, Daryl, we're not handing you the trophy unless you bring your shampoo to the podium when we hand you the D4 title. And he did. He handed us the shampoo.
I will never forget that banquet. I lost $800 worth of gear when they cut the power. Yeah. That was a good day.
That
yeah.
was the first time I ever saw Tammy from Witter's Troll Fire, which I thought was magical.
It was freaking awesome.
Oh, I want to see that. So
if we ever have another outdoor banquet, Tammy will bring her fire.
Fucking let her do it indoors.
Mm. Yeah, give the people what they want.
Double tree.
That'd be kind of cool. And, you know, Jimmy, real quick, before we get to Jane and some other things, we will be going to the Double Tree Hotel. It's looking like January 12th. We will know Friday. It's Wednesday right now. Friday night, we will probably send... a reminder out, but it's looking like January 12th.
The case may be.
Jim, is there something wrong with your equipment? Because there's a lot of weird misplaced drops that just keep playing. So hopefully hopefully you can turn that down a little bit. Yeah. It's pretty distracting.
How do I mute your mic?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Sorry.
Jay, over to you. How you feeling over there?
Feeling great.
Jimmy, I think it's going to be time. Jay, you look bored over there.
No. Just enjoying.
Well, we've got something special for you today.
To be fair, I have no idea what's about to happen, so I'm sorry in advance.
That makes two of us, and quite frankly, I'm a little nervous.
Well, good news for you. We here at the TSL like contracts. We like making promises, commitments,
perfect.
And we have one for you. So without further ado, Jimmy, let's get to it.
And now, Jay signs the contract going to D1.
Yes!
Let it be known on this day, November 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, that Jay, on behalf of D2 Team Angry Buffalo and Topper Sports, have entered into a contract on the following subject. For years now, Angry Buffalo has basically dismantled each and every team the TSL trots in front of it. As of this week, Angry Buffalo is 9-1, beating teams by an average of 43.2 to 30.8. And this is without Delano. With that being said, Angry Buffalo, no matter what happens Saturday, promises to finally come up to D1 for the spring 2018 season. On this day, we agree to the following. Even if Angry Buffalo, by some act of God, topper, or collusion, doesn't win the D2 title, they're still coming to D1. Point number two, Angry Buffalo promises not to change their name, but to keep their team together and try to hide in D2. We're not going to change the name. Angry Buffalo promises not to play the Green and Associates card and cry that they want to play with their friends and all that D1 people are jerks and that's why they won't move up. This contract is binding as of this day, 11/15/2017, in the rare occurrence that Nick Such gets... 1. An injury keeping him out all season prior to the season start. 2. Kidnapped by Muslim jihadists for the whole season. Or 3. Forced to retire for the good of his wife. Then this contract will be null and void. Both parties agree on this day, November 15th, 2017. On behalf of the Angry Buffalo, Jay, will you now sign this contract?
Here, I'll just make a little spot for you to sign.
Think of it like a promise ring, Jay. We're just looking for a commitment. Yeah. It's not official. All we're looking for you to do is to sign the commitment.
I think it's pretty official.
It feels very official.
I mean,
it looks
really
official.
Bullet points on this thing.
There's no TSL letterhead.
There is no letterhead, but there's indents and numbers.
Social media coordinator, PR guy's working on that.
Okay.
I sent a copy to our captains. And some people on our legal
staff. It's a group
staff.
Chat that says D2 champs, by the way.
You want to know what? That's exactly what it says.
Jay, will you sign the commitment ring?
Now, Jay, I may or may not already have the commitment for the approval here, but that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to sign it because then we're calling Nick Such. Like, he already knows we're calling him. So you have to sign. This is just part one.
So this is all for show?
Yes, this is part one.
So we're gonna everything call, yeah, we do is all for show.
Nick Such is ready to talk to us.
All right, can't wait. All right,
sign the promise ring. There you go.
Sign the ring.
One ring.
Jay, sign the commitment ring.
Okay.
And that's that.
That's that.
Well, official looking signature.
Did we get the notary like we talked about?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, we did not.
Sound it out. Use your words.
What did you say?
Notary?
Emily, what did you say?
I'm a certified notary.
Is that real life?
What's your stamp?
in my car.
Can you? Okay, go, can we go to timeout? Because we got to get Nukes anyways, and we'll get Emily.
I didn't drive my car here.
Oh, son of a! Would you drive
the bus?
I took the bus.
And there's something.
You know,
I will
Emily,
never,
there's
ever,
no
ever
reason to make
again.
Bees brother jokes right now.
I'm not.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you notarize that later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, that has to happen.
Oh my God, I'm not really a notary.
Damn it!
Why would you lie? Yeah. Why would
our
you?
Podcast.
Pineapple. Like seriously. Emily, what's
this
your problem?
Is unbelievable.
I wonder so, that all the
why
time.
Is she making things up?
I don't
We're
know.
We're trying to have a serious moment here.
Like, we had a real contract really, signing. This yeah. is legit. And you're going to just...
I use my middle initial and everything.
Just Jeff, middle
a,
initial.
Jeff, you're not a notary, are you?
I'm not.
Damn it.
Jimmy, can well, we get
I
next to each other?
I feel like you
line?
Would be.
What does that mean?
I feel like you would
2 minutes.
Be.
2 minutes. Do I just look like a notary?
No, like
yes. If, whatever a notary
looks certification.
We can stall for 2 minutes.
If DJ Tommy was here, he could notarize that.
Really, DJ Tommy's?
Yep.
Wow,
why
I
would,
not
that
have
be a thing?
That is a
that
thing.
Is the last thing.
Because DJ Tommy is good at everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Commitment?
I bet you he's good at Connect Four.
Yeah.
Bet you he could mind fuck you in tic tac toe.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Nobody
he just
can.
Said he's good at everything.
Yeah, but nobody can beat me in tic-tac-toe. That's why.
Because you always play
me.
For the tie.
Exactly.
It's bullshit.
That's how you do it.
It's bullshit.
If
you ever play tic-tac-toe, play
good
for the tie.
That he could beat
twice.
You in your
yep,
tie
play for the
game.
Tie. You can't. If you play for the tie, it's impossible to lose.
All right, Lenny. Agree to disagree.
All right. I guess
how about
we'll
we disagree to agree?
After these messages? Or are we just going to just go right into it?
We're jumping in.
Hey, Nick. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, he's a robot.
Doing good. You're a little robotic right now. Are you in a safe place?
Yeah, I'm good. I should be okay.
There we go. That's a lot better. Wherever you were, it was bad. Now you're in a good spot. Let's say hi to Lenny. Lenny, can you hear
me? Nick, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, robot.
Step outside.
Can you get by a window?
How about this?
Okay, this is good. Nick, I've got very good news for you right now. Are you excited?
Of course, I'm always excited.
Okay, it is not that the suspension has been lifted for Beeb's brother. That is not the good news. Okay.
Okay.
We are in studio live right now with Jay from your team.
Of course, yes.
And guess what he just did?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Jay.
He signed a commitment to the TSL. We've got a promissory note. It's a contract saying that no matter what happens Saturday, he's prepared to commit to D1. How do you feel about that?
You want to know something? We had this conversation last week a little bit.
Ooh.
I assume your wife was not involved in this conversation?
I think it's expected. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll figure it out when the time comes. But, I mean, I think it's an expected decision whenever that comes up.
This is excellent. Congratulations. I'm so happy to hear this.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
I guess.
Just so you know, because we've also talked about this, if something happened in the meeting, if by some act of God collusion or topper, you don't win the title, we're still going to probably ask you to move up. So if you guys throw the game or something, we're still going up.
I don't think we'd ever do that.
Okay, good.
We were talking about that solution or that possibility.
All right. Some people feel bad for Joey Bats, and they just let him win sometimes, so it's just in case you play NWO in the finals.
Yeah, you know, Joey's good. You know, we had a touch before that with the replacements with Burr and Dougie. There, they got some good players, so they always play us tough. So I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves before we win that first one. So
well, congratulations, thank you once again. Thank Jay. I'm sure you're going to be calling him in about an hour, telling him how you really feel. But thank you and good luck Saturday, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Nick.
Lenny, you need to be more stern.
What do you mean stern?
Maybe, probably, we'll have you move up. You're moving up.
No, I like the way he worded that. I really appreciate that, especially after you backed me into a corner here. and then you get my quarterback.
We would just booed you.
Yeah, no, well, I'm not going to do that.
So you'd rather be liked, okay.
Yeah, you probably won't fit in the Elmo costume, so this is about as good as it can get. You're probably too tall for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big Bird costume.
Can you imagine if they had an extra tall one, though? Oh, my God, we're going to get Big Bird. Poor Jay.
Oh, God.
Make him wear like a necklace that says D1 on it. Walk around the fields.
That would be wonderful.
This would be wonderful.
D-wonderful.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, breaking news at the 19-minute mark. It looks like Angry Buffalo is going to D1. It also looks like Angry Buffalo is really pissed off at us right now, and that's okay. Jay's still smiling.
Yeah, always. Always.
Well, let's get to some of these games and talk some football.
Oh, do we have to, really?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
The games. These games.
Oh, you get really mad when we don't have the music, right? You're like, Lenny, you did it to me again.
It's not even the music. Yeah. I don't
have
the scores. I got
try
nothing.
That.
And your 10 o'clock games.
Thank you, Emily. Emily. Appreciate that very much.
Brought to you by Blaisdell.
I really
pizza.
Don't get mad about that. I just
and Greg from upstairs. It might be Greg in prison.
Yeah. Well. Oh.
What did he have a somebody meth lab heard. Going on upstairs?
That would be the best. And why didn't he share?
Too many
playoffs. The finals.
10 a.m. games. Marketing Mayors put a 46-1 over top the Purge with 24. Angry Buffalo 58, DMX 28. Gryffindor wins with 43. Pontine Players put up 37. And the Ryan Puckett All-Stars 29. Third and Schlong lose, unfortunately, with 21. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Well, Jay, we're going to start with you. I heard the Angry Buffalo DMX game was basically the game of the day for the first 11 seconds of the game. then you guys broke it open. What happened?
I tell you what, that's what everybody was saying, but I'm going on record saying it's a lot closer than you think.
Of course you are.
Yeah, because doubling the score is a lot closer.
Listen.
You know, Emily, that had been 56. They scored 58. My apologies.
We made some key adjustments at halftime. To kind of pull away in this one. But I'm in complete honesty, going into it, we were a little nervous because the last time we played them was at the back end of our doubleheader. And while everybody was like, oh, you guys scored 62 points, we gave up about 59. So they definitely have an offense that is explosive, that could score. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things we were kind of watching out for, was that big play capability of their squad. So, you know, I don't think the score is really reflective of how close it really was.
Somebody told me you were up like 62-14, and then I came over and somebody said, oh, shit, Lenny's watching. Let them score.
And then we were like, hey, can you take some of those points off the scorecard, please?
And that's what happened?
Yeah.
That sounds almost like a thing that would happen.
It did? Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. No, it was a good game through and through. Like I said, they're a good team. They played well. And at halftime, we kind of made some adjustments. We were fortunate enough to be healthy. We had lost, actually, one of our players on the front end of that doubleheader that I was speaking of. He dislocated his finger, so we were without John Gravy the first time we played him, and he's actually a very good defensive player.
Is that the younger kid? Are you on defense, the safety?
Not the younger kid. Okay. You saw him and I are comparable in size. We're about the same height.
Okay. He was on South Beach, right?
Yeah, he was on South Beach.
I used to say, that quarterback can't lose. All he's got to do is throw it up in the air.
Yeah, basically. We averaged about 6.5 feet, you know, per receiver, so... Yeah.
Well, kudos on round number three.
That's it.
Jeff, I got to ask you. So, Joey Bats, pro Joey Bats, are we doing too much with this? Well, you've seen Gryffindor. What do you think?
So, I have. So look, I think that Joey Bats is really good, of course. Look, obviously, Gryffindor, what? Were they number one seed?
Yes, they were. 6-3.
Yeah, they were really good. Are you asking me if I'm pro Joey Bats as a person or as a football player?
I'm going to go football player. Person, I mean, it's obvious he is.
Sure. Look, as a football player, I think he's pretty good. I mean, look, there's a reason they were at the top of the standings. D3 was really competitive, and, you know, they were on the top of it. So, look, I'm pro Joey Bats. I think he's really good. I can tell you Gryffindor annihilated Sticky Bandits when we played them.
It had to be because of Brother Nero, right? Anthony's really good.
Yeah. He's okay, but Joey's better.
Gotta thank you for that game on analysis.
Happy to provide.
Anthony wasn't there last week, and that you could tell. Now, I'm going to get to the X's and O's of this. I actually was sitting ringside for this. Primetime Players should have won that game. They got hosed by the refs.
Yep. Yeah, they did.
They got hosed more by the line ref.
I don't know what the situation
was.
Please,
huge calls.
That one guy, man, remember he dropped it in the end zone? He was
super
wide.
Tall guy whose name I don't know?
No, guys whose name I don't know. I was actually standing next to Emily.
Yes.
The ball went through the air, and this kid was, nobody was within 20 yards of him, and I yell out, hey, guy whose name I don't know, you better not drop the ball, and then all of a sudden
he dropped distracted him.
Yeah.
That's kind of
I didn't yell it.
That's a dick move.
And I yelled, I'm like, Lenny, you fucked him up.
It was
and
a gift
Lenny
from God.
And then Lenny walked away.
Yeah, I was just kind of laughing, but the ref kind of hosed him. Their two bad calls that led to two touchdowns.
And they only manned Katie Salisbury.
Yeah, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, but she's their best player.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's
really
a
tall guy, made some plays. Katie Salisbury is phenomenal. Their quarterback is about a click and a half off, and when he gets his timing, I think prime time could be pretty good.
Yeah, I got there late there was probably like 3 minutes left in that game when I stood next to you, and would they have like 4-0 near the goal line, and Joey actually just shut him down?
Yeah, that was...
I would like to give a shout out
so
to my friends on Third Inch Long.
Well, that was the other game I was going to go to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That was
a
game.
They played really good.
They played great against a Ryan Puckett team that was 8-1 going in.
Yeah.
Ryan Puckett should have crushed them, and they didn't. And Third Inch Long was missing Slim, who's their really tall guy. So maybe if he's playing, game might be a little different. But Third Inch Long came to play.
They played really well
on
defense, I thought. They were, you know, they had a lot of big stops. I was like, go, friends.
Yep.
Missing people in the playoffs is always the worst.
Like, it always is the worst.
You know when playoffs is, unless, you know, there's a bunch of rainstorms or something. Like, you should kind of keep your schedule clear.
When are people going to learn? Playoff weekend, Drew. Yeah.
Drew, yeah.
Drew.
Boo.
Not dependable, go see the Falcons, not reliable, play. Not enthusiastic, not wonderful. But when are people going to clear their schedules for everything? It doesn't matter if your firstborn child is getting born or you're getting married. It's playoffs.
I think you got to be there for your first. Maybe your second.
No, second one. Who cares?
Second one, it's kind of different now.
Birth is
well, it depends.
Overrated.
Did you want to have the first one? Because like, if it was like my family, they care more about the second one.
Oh, whoops.
Oh.
What?
Nah, don't act like firstborn in my family was a big deal.
Accidental. 11 a.m. games?
That was not an accident.
I was.
With well, your man. 11 o'clock games right here, Eyes Downtown wins with 48 points. God. The Bombers scored 6.
Yay.
NWO, wow. 26 points. Winners with 18. Mickey Rez, a.k.a. Condos and Town Homes, moves on with 36 points. One topper too many with 8. HK4. 41 points. AARP puts up 7. And Uncle Rico's Time Traveler is 51. Back that pass up with 15. Lenny, back to you.
Topper beat Mickey Rats.
Wait, will Mickey times. Rats be folding because now Mickey Rats doesn't exist?
Well, like, that's Jimmy's Mickey like long-running like joke.
Good point.
Literally has been Jimmy's year-long joke. Thank you for catching up.
Never yeah. heard it.
Emily, the answer is we don't.
Jim, I hear it every
will
week.
They get a
good
new
job.
Game, a new
I don't know.
Team?
Maybe there'll be Mickey Rats Town and Condominiums.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know
I like
what?
That. I like
gotta
the ring.
Say, with the NWO Witters game, I was watching some of it. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it was that close because there were 3 picks in the first half.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming by NWO.
Who got the pick?
Yes.
Who threw the pick?
Well, Witters threw the picks, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. Sorry.
Why was it so obvious, Len?
It was pretty obvious.
No, I mean, I thought Witters played well. But
Witters is a good team.
That's
Witters has a really great quarterback, though. He is bringing that team back together, marches down the field very well.
And I'm not one to talk, so you didn't hear this from me, but the rumor is that Witters is folding and that they're all going their separate ways.
Stop.
I don't have that confirmed.
Are they
going
to keep playing?
No, I don't think they're playing as a team. I think they're all going their separate ways. They're going to keep playing in the league, but they're all going separate ways. So,
okay, good.
If you're looking for free agents,
some good people
yeah, they're kind of going left, right, and every which way.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Yeah, go to it. What happened to Topper?
Well, that's the thing. Mickey Rats, who first off almost caused chaos by planning a bachelorette party mm-hmm. next week because they didn't think that they would win this week. When you go in the playoffs and you play Topper, anything is on the table. How do they not know that? And then, of course, Topper, all of a sudden, you just... Every time I looked, it seemed like he was throwing a pick or doing yeah. something just...
He didn't have Drew.
Yeah, I know, and that hurts a lot because
I don't think Dove played either.
No, Dove was in Montreal or something.
Yeah.
So I mean, you don't have the guy who figures your offense out. You don't have the guy who makes all your plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm disaster. Saying. And Topper was short people, and well,
and Mickey Rats. I don't know if you've
score.
Have you seen? Like I always said this. Mickey Rats is an A squad and a B squad. The A squad showed up. The good quarterback was back. The team that threw 61.
That's the only quarterback I ever see.
No, there's
that.
Another
He's
one.
He's one who played against.
Yeah, there's
I
two
don't...
of them. There's two teams that show up for Rats. When the good guys show up, they can beat anyone.
Is their quarterback the one who played with Jay-Z last session?
No,
Cody
no,
or
no,
something?
No, totally different guy.
Oh, okay.
But there's two guys that play quarterback for Rats. But the good guy threw 61 in Cobblestone. I think he was there because explain this: they lost twice to Topper, and now
in a row, right?
Like
didn't they play
say.
3 straight weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, and well, I guess they figured it out, right?
Topper is not going to be your TSL MVP. I'm sorry to say.
It's hard to be in that scenario.
Now.
Hard to maintain.
Yeah, you can't lose 36-8 to Rats.
And I mean, the other two games, HK4 beat AARP like they kind of should have, and yeah. Uncle Rico beat back that pass up.
Are we going to make those teams move up?
Uncle Rico's is definitely going to 4.
They need to go to D3.
You want
to
laugh? Well, there was rumors that the shit was getting back together. No, I think it was just Jay-Z being drunk, but the way he was yelling around the bar, the shit's getting back together.
Yeah,
the
no,
getting
a
back
lot
together.
Of interesting things happen when
what's
Jay-Z's drunk at the bar.
What's the shit? What?
That was their old team.
Oh.
It was like their first team, and they wore pink and had like the poop emoji, and they were kind of a bunch of dickheads.
The Clarks were on it.
Do you know who came from that team? Franco.
Yep.
Jay-Z, there was a bunch of
that
the Clarks.
That was a D5 team?
Yeah, they had a really good team. Yeah,
no, it was D4.
They had a really good team, the shit. Yeah, they had a really... And then all of a sudden, they started going their separate ways. Gym Class All-Stars came, and that was Chelsea
that's how
and
they
Glenn,
broke up. Yeah.
Jay-Z and Franco, and then the rest of them went the other way. There was a big fight, though, between... I think it was Mike
Hall,
Franco.
Sounds like people
Franco.
Join teams and then...
Yes, they do.
Leave.
Yeah, so let's try 12 o'clock.
Ugh.
Ugh, is right.
12 o'clock games, Public Enemy with 34, XTC with 6, Tight Ends in Motion wins with 50, Blitzkrieg puts up 28, A&A 74 points, oh they're going God. To D1, Bullet Club with 15, no punt intended, 25 points, the Shredders with 23, and the Salido Sewer Rats moving on. They got 38, McKenzie Agency with 33. Those are your midday games.
Joe K., it was supposed to be the battle of the day.
Well, what the fuck? Wow. Well, we got our asses kicked, Len.
74 to 15.
Yeah. It started off really fun. I mean, we scored on our first two drives, and so did they. And then all of a sudden, the wheels fell off. We got to 6-0 by the goal line. Jeff threw a pick. It ended up to DeAndre. I always forget the way to say it.
Is it DeAndre? A D or a T?
He made the pick, returns it. It's pick six. We get the ball back, walk all the way down the
Gordon?
Field.
Where's Gordon?
In the middle of the field, being pissed off.
Geez.
We go all the way down the field again. Another pick in the end zone, but we tag them. They ended up scoring. We get the ball back. We go all the way down right before the half. Another pick six right before the end of the half. Before that, we were down by like a jillion, so it didn't even matter. And then before you knew it, they scored on the opening drive of the half, and Jeff threw another pick because it deflected off of the receiver's hands, and whatever. After that, it just became like Jeff took himself out of the game because he was so disappointed. Yeah. And then Lou played quarterback a little bit, but that wasn't going to do much. And
wow.
It's like I said, if you can avoid field three, that would help too, because it's just dangerous. Like,
hey there, Kermit the Frog here.
The middle of the field's pretty
much I kind of agree with Joe K.
Okay. So
that's
anyway.
12 touchdowns. That's a lot.
Well,
that's
a lot of points. After we started getting
turnovers.
We got absolutely murdered, and we couldn't stop him on top of it. We could never get a stop, and what are you going to do, man?
You guys should have done the pineapple play.
Yeah, so like the side fight, did anything ever happen with Mandy Ice and Gordon, or was it just kind of we won?
It was kind of hard to because we were getting our ass kicked so quickly, but when we were up, when they scored on their second drive to just either tie it or something like that, they kind of got a little snippy, but then Maddie kind of backed off and Gordon kind of backed off, and not much you can do about that.
You can't really do it. I mean, after you just got to take the high road if you're Maddie Ice, because like at that point, Gordon's pissed. Like, you can't rub it in because
he'll
kill him.
You
just got to walk out and say, I won.
We were kind of falling down. Like, it sucked, of course, because lo and behold, you know, right before the game, Chad Griffin's magically going out of town now. So even though he was going to be there, he wasn't there again. So losing our best player doesn't help. And
you know what you need?
It showed.
You need promise rings.
Nah.
Like, you should have everybody sign contracts.
Yeah. I don't even care about that.
Let's get some more contracts.
You can just use those ring pops.
I think it's just time to move on at this point and just find a safety who's going to be committed and be there and a tall, you know, somebody in the end zone who's going to actually fucking show up.
Like Garrett Beasing?
Yeah, maybe.
I think he'd be a good idea.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Good people, too.
At least in the fall.
Jeff, Emily, did either of you guys see tight ends beat Blitzkrieg 50-28? It was a great game, the first go.
While I was playing, Lenny.
Okay, so the first go-round, they took them to the last play, if memory serves me right. So
This one was a lot less close. Yeah.
And no Stoner Dave again?
No Stoner Dave again, yeah.
Do you know, I mean, can we confirm, deny, is he going to be showing up next week?
I can't confirm or deny that. I think that's still up in the air, I'm not
doubtful
sure.
Doubtful with a broken heart.
I think Godfather
hurt
said
his
that.
Heel.
But that hangs in the, I mean, Stoner Dave shows up, they got a shot.
He's a big, big player, yeah, absolutely.
Huge.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up. Tiger can only take one side of the field out.
Right.
So that ought to be interesting. But they gave him... Alex gets a little grief sometimes in the playoffs. I know Gus Godfather kind of busts him up a little bit sometimes. Like,
I think he gets a good amount
like
of grief year-round. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Alex is a very smart, very heady quarterback.
He is.
What was the methodical? That was like
we
the adjective
hearing that. Yeah.
For Alex.
Yeah.
Alex knows how to use girls better than any quarterback I've ever played.
Who's the redhead girl?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Amy.
She's good.
Yeah. She is, yeah.
Amy,
I
Alex knows
her
it.
Getting trophies.
Alex knows how to use Amy and Brandy so well. They probably score more gender touchdowns than any other team in D2.
Wow. Well, not Ingrid Buffalo, because your girls are terrible, right? Even though they score 4 a game.
Whoa.
Jay.
And it should be 5.
Is it 4 to the average, or 3-4 touchdowns a game under the average?
They don't always average that many.
Oh, okay.
They do score.
A lot.
But I was watching that game, I think not having Ben Stack really hurt Blitzkrieg, and
he's really good.
I thought this was a genius move. Tight ends rushed Steve.
The tall guy?
Bigger than me, was rushing the quarterback, and from what I saw, he had at least 4 tip passes.
Oh, wow.
And just pressuring the quarterback, so I thought that was kind of not a genius defensive move, but very good move.
We were actually considering
you take away half the field. You take away the middle of the field when he's standing in front.
We were
of
considering
you.
Having Chad rush Matty.
That's
but
not
obviously
a bad
it didn't matter because he didn't can show up. But I think it would have been different because one of the things Matty does best is just run away for 6 hours until somebody gets open.
I think so. That's a tough... I'm sorry, Jimmy, go ahead.
No, he might be bigger than you, but he's not bigger than Delano. I mean, Delano's like a D1 player.
Listen, I do remember saying that. No, he is... No, Steve is big, but I think what benefited them when I saw it, I'm like, because their girls are so good, they can cover... they could play man-to-man defense and afford to rush a guy. So that was kind of something as Angry Buffalo kind of scouting for... You know, next week I'm like, shoot, if that happens, we gotta figure something out. Yeah,
You throw to the sidelines.
Oh no, you didn't.
Wow, maybe.
Yeah,
you can't throw it down the middle. He's in the way.
Hey, stop telling people how to beat teams. Yeah, I thought we talked about that.
Yeah, Lenny, save
first of all, I'm not the godfather.
Lenny, save that for Public Enemy.
Well, let's get to you, Public Emily. It says Public Enemy 34, XTC 6. How'd that game go?
Defensively laid the smack down.
Would you like a funny little stat?
Sure.
In two of the last 3 weeks, award-winning Tommy Hughes has thrown 10 interceptions to Public Enemy.
Did
he including said five to Paul
Newman. We went to the Bills game. Wow. He was just like, he threw I was like, Ty, what happened to your game? He goes, well, I fucking sucked. He kept throwing. He's like, I kept throwing accurately to Paulie. Yeah.
We were when the game started, we're like, you know, we all get nothing respect for those guys. We're like, it's going to be a great game. There's no way he's throwing six again. He threw four.
Yeah, well, he didn't throw six again. He didn't throw six again, so he got better.
It was it was a good game.
It wasn't even just the picks though. Like when they'd be down at our five, like we shut it down too.
Defense played well.
So yeah we did really
well. It didn't hurt that Flynn and Russell weren't there, but I don't think it would have mattered if they were. They were struggling at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but XTC is a nice team to play
for. Very
nice.
We
were all joking around the whole game. Like we were all having fun. It was
even Kelsey was nice.
Yeah, except when she beelined you with the sunglasses.
I think that was premeditated.
Lenny
think that was
almost
done on purpose.
Had death by sunglasses.
I almost sued her.
That's that would. You just want to sue her to sue her to see what happens.
Kind of. congratulations to No Pun Intended, who beat the Shredders 25-23.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, some say that's a shock. I'm not as shocked.
Because you're the one who told them how to beat the Shredders.
No. I the Shredders are very fast. Jim?
A very special thank you to the Salino Sewer Rats for winning and moving forward. Your sponsors are very proud of you.
Hey, really,
McKenzie.
Yeah, but let's talk about the fact that Ferger threw with his separated shoulder, and they had like one of their better games ever.
There was a line of the day I'll get to later in the show, but the second best line of the day is Ferger coming up to me in a sling going, okay, Len, we need to talk about the rules. And I'm like, oh okay. And you're not playing, right? No, I'm playing. So when they hand me the ball, and he's like this in his left sling. He goes, if they just hold the ball, can I grab it and then throw it? I'm like, you can't be serious. But he did.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, they just handed him the ball. And, I mean, technically you're not kind of supposed to, but it really...
And they only lost by five.
Are you going to argue against
exactly.
In a
I go, yeah, Ferger,
so
you're
badass,
in a freaking
like,
sling.
Ferger, right. That was awesome of you, man. Yeah. Good job.
And honestly, the line of the day, without a shadow of a doubt, as you remember, Ricky Austin was on last week and said, and I quote, if new gods make it and play marketing mayors, they're going to have fucking problems. Corey Turner texts me after that game, and I said, who won new gods, Rack Sacks? I go, Racks and Sacks. And Corey Turner texts back, oops, looks like we're not going to have any fucking problems. So I thought that was the line of the day. So I just had to share that.
I didn't really get a chance to talk to Ramir. Did he listen to the show with Ricky without him?
No, he didn't say a word. I don't know.
I feel like having Ricky say that.
Oh,
Ramir
my God.
Spinning in his
so
grave.
I got a later that day sideline report from a very special gentleman by the name of Glenn, and he said that Taylor Pagano beat Ramir.
Yeah, Taylor scored the first touchdown of the game.
Yeah, and it was very pretty.
In the air.
But Ricky, I got to say this again, Ricky Austin was freaking money last week. He is fun to talk to.
Yeah, he was a good guest.
Great guy. He's got something on his mind.
I like when he opens up better.
Yep. And back to No Pun Intended real quick. Kudos to them. They're one of Topper's favorite teams. They were at the bar again, so kudos to them that are understanding the system.
Wasn't somebody bitching about them having too many D1 players or something?
They have a couple, like one person that played for Bombers or something in them. They're at the bar. They're hanging out. You know, at the end of the night, you know who we saw at the bar? We saw the usual cast and crew. We saw like half of Sticky Bandits.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
So there's teams that get it.
Party.
You know who we didn't see, Jay? Angry Buffalo.
I was at Brockport College going for a regional championship high school football. Sorry, couldn't make it.
That's understandable.
Excuses.
1 o'clock?
When does the comedy start?
1 o'clock games, Racks and Sacks 46, New Gods with 23, The Replacements 26, Grand Associates with 14, Cobblestone puts up 32, Sticky Bandits with a loss there. scoring 30. Saturdays are for the girls with 58. The Bams put up 6.
Damn.
And the practice squad wins with 53. Santa's Secret Sauce didn't score a point.
What the fuck,
Dave,
happened there?
Dave, what the hell is going on with that team?
Like, oh, they're not as good as everybody thought they were.
Well, yeah, but
do they not have people
points?
Show up?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand.
Practice squad is a lot of the people that run the old Dark Knights. They're really good. They're just
the
they,
practice squad was terrible last session.
Practice yeah. squad doesn't have Andy though.
They have a couple good people.
So
that are
now
very,
they're
very good. They're getting
but,
very
like,
good.
Who did Dave have? Because I thought he has like the Eastern Block and
I don't know
that Kyle kid.
They need
Kyle's sister
up.
And all
they
that other
people
nice.
To show up.
Well, if That's you wanted shame. To see a fist fight, you could watch The Replacements Whoa. First Gray and Assoche.
Was it awesome?
What does that mean? It's not saying Assoche, by the way.
Associates is a very long word. Well, Joey Batts was standing right next to us, reffing the next game over, and we're like, oh my God, a fight! And he missed it, and he was so mad because he likes all that wrestling stuff and everything. So he's like, oh, I always miss everything. But yeah, it was crazy.
What?
Jeff, what? We talked a little bit about it. Let's talk about the game. Cobblestone 32, Sticky Bandits 30.
Yeah. Super disappointing. And, you know, obviously we went into this. We looked at it and we thought, look, we're the better team. We really believe that we are the better team. And we heard a couple results earlier in the day. We knew that Topper's team had lost. We saw that Bullet Club had lost. And those were teams that we didn't want to play in the next round.
Yeah,
you
would
so
be sitting there loving life.
We're loving it, yeah.
I
we're
think Gryffindor almost lost,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're looking at this and we're planning, like, who are we going to play in the next rounds? And you know, I don't know if that got in our heads or what, but...
Is it possible you guys were too future-oriented?
It's
and
possible
not being in
that
the present?
We were too future-oriented. That's possible. We played okay. a very sloppy first half. I think the score was like 7-6 at halftime.
Really?
People were having trouble standing up. It's that field three you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, field three is a mess.
Oh, it was brutal. Yeah, people were falling all over the place.
Everyone was
I think,
covered in
I legit life. Think we should avoid it this weekend if we can.
Well, that's good. We'll have a discussion on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty bad.
But the second half was all scoring. I mean, it was both teams going back and forth down the field, and, you know, we had our chances. We just didn't do it. You know, I don't know if we lost it or if they won it, but, you know, they were the better team that day. So
I thought
good for
both
them.
People played well. I watched.
Yeah.
I think I should ask you a question going back to last year. There was a game between, it was Showtime, I think, and Sticky Bandits.
Yes, that was an ugly
and
game last year.
It got
year.
Chippy.
A lot of tension. Yeah.
It got tension.
A lot of tension.
So I guess I'm going to ask you flat out, and I've asked Ricky Austin this, and he claims it's him, but in your opinion, who is the best Ricky? Is it Ricky Austin Ooh. Or Ricky Recchio?
That's Ricky Recchio.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Let me go on Recchio. On Recchio. On record.
Go on Recchio. I like it.
Go on Recchio. You could do a lot worse than going on Recchio.
Sick.
At one point, I just saw Recchio going by with a small conga line at like 6:30, and I'm like, yeah, Ricky Recchio's having a good time over there.
Yeah, look, Ricky is the MVP on the field. He's the MVP at the bar. He's a great guy.
Ricky's a good dude.
Yeah.
So Cobblestone moves on. Jay-Z beat the Bams. Wow, that was... I was expecting more than that. I was expecting the Bams to show up. Antonacci probably didn't show up if they only scored 6.
One of the girls on Jay-Z's team was lights out. She was making
Kelsey Rademacher, I believe,
yeah,
is what he said. Yeah, she
was
scored everything.
All these catches.
Kelsey's like that. She'll have games she can score 4 touchdowns. She subbed for us before. She can score 3-4 touchdowns in a game, and then some games you don't see her. But when she wants to play, she plays.
Pretty much where it's at.
And Racks and Sacks, Travis, very quiet comeback. He came back.
Yeah.
He did not come back for Madison Lees, but he did come back for Racks and Sacks.
And they didn't have their normal quarterback.
Yeah, but I think their new quarterback's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It makes Radon become a wide receiver, which actually changed the whole dynamic of their team because Radon is so freaking fast. He's like 6'2", and he's like
late. How did
he
just get a new quarterback for playoffs?
He's already on the roster.
Oh, okay, I was just making sure.
They just moved him.
Yeah.
And Lenny's not doing the thing where he walks around with a clipboard taking attendance.
No, we do not have that role.
To see if everyone plays 4 games.
In New God's defense, they did not have Pete, and I got to give McGrath credit. He was hurt, but he still played.
I don't know why wasn't Pete there? Like that, it's the playoffs, man. Like
people
for
don't
that
clear
week.
Their
well,
calendars.
Pete's got one of those jobs. He could have been working for all we know.
That's true.
You know.
Even still, though, like, fuck.
But 46-23, I don't think it would have mattered if Pete was there. McGrath was hurt. He is so good, and... Ricky just didn't have a good
day. Nugads kept throwing the long ball, and it wasn't working.
You can't do that. What you'll learn, especially the good teams learn, is you've got to shorten the field when you start playing in the mud. You've got to know. I mean, Chris Cole's about as good as it gets in the world at throwing anything, but Chris Cole shortens the ball, goes to 10, 12 yards when the weather's crap. You have to. You have to make 10-yard plays. Yep. You throw bombs in the mud, you're going to lose.
That's exactly what we did in our game. Well, both teams did it. Just, you know, they scored a trillion points.
It's very, the probabilities of hitting those plays are very, very low. Let's try 2 o'clock.
Thank you to bensound.com for the music. 2 o'clock games. Come from behind. 41 points. Hope and Ruin with 23. UFO, 33. The Tammies lose with 12. Hung Buffalo, 38 points. Maddie's Angels with 25. Ace scores 20.
Boo!
All we do is Quinn with 22. Those are
bitter Betty.
The end of your game.
Hit a nerf.
A little bit.
Well, Emily, let's start with you. The Angels take the field against your good friend from Buffalo. Things do not end the way you wanted them to.
I was devastated.
Aww.
38-25.
I was super devastated. Sad.
Yeah, and your buddy didn't show up.
All right.
Yeah, I did not have roses for my busted lip. I was pissed. Yeah.
And Jeff, just so you know, Emily got busted up in the mouth by some dude from Hung Buffalo. We said last week he should bring her roses. He did not show up, nor did he bring roses.
And he didn't send the flowers with... an associate.
Didn't even send her a fruit basket or anything. You could have done that.
What? I don't ask for much.
No.
You know, one of those...
You're low maintenance.
What are the edible arrangements? Best of both worlds.
I think that's what you sent her. That's what fruit baskets were designed for. I don't know if it was me, I had to send a fruit basket.
Right.
She was clear, though. She said yellow roses.
She did.
On field.
Not purple, not blue, not pink.
She was very clear.
No, but basically in this game, we I don't know, we just couldn't get it together. There were... a couple drives, you know, on offense where we had a hard time with completions. They were manning us the majority of the game, which when guys who are 6'5 are manning you, that's kind of tough. But I also think it's nonsense that a D2 team is in D5.
Well, let me ask you this.
Because then. Five starting players mm-hmm. are on the replacements.
But you beat them last week.
We did beat them last week.
But why did you say that last week?
What? I did say it last week.
Oh, okay.
But not on the podcast.
Okay. My bad.
Oh, no, you didn't.
It was just something I
noticed. Yes, she did. Even though Emily's going to boo me in a second, congratulations to Ace and Ronnie K, who is awesome. They were not expected to beat All We Do Is Quinn, and they did.
I'll have something to say about that later.
Yes, she will. And congratulations to some of the nicest people ever. That would be Mark and his father on UFO. Great people.
Yay.
They beat the Tammies 33-12.
Special thank you to his father. Great guy.
They're great people. They're going to come in at some point to talk. They're great to talk to. And come from behind one again. I don't think Paul was there. They threw up 41 on Hope and Ruin. And they move along.
Special kudos to Paul, though. He's a great person, too.
Mm-hmm. Some people on the team are very good. One of them is not. I think it's that time in the evening where we discuss the playoffs that are coming up. We'll start with Division 6 and go down the line and talk about all of them. I guess we're sure we probably all have a couple thoughts. Let's try it. Jimmy? D6.
So, with that being said, Len, do you have a copy of the... All right, there it is.
We got papers for once.
Appreciate it very much.
You always bring papers. Stop it.
No, I do not.
Thank you so much there. And... there we go. So, what's with the pineapple thing?
What? It's a delicious fruit.
Jimmy, have you ever had grilled pineapple?
Oh, yeah. My God.
I should have been on this pizza, but Lenny failed.
Did it change your life?
Yeah, I love it.
There we go.
So good.
I had pineapple
on shish kebabs.
With fish.
D6, Tommy Hughes Experience, 9-0, taking on the practice squad, 5-5. UFO, 7-2-1 versus the Salino Sewer Rats.
Wow.
7-2-1 as well.
Tommy Hughes, I don't see anybody beating them unless anybody has anything else to say. They are basically crushing all of D6.
I heard that the Godfather gave tips on how to beat us, though.
Well, that's his job. His job is to basically say, listen, I think A is going to happen, I think B, C, and D are going to happen, and be entertained.
No, that's fine.
Apparently, a non-award-winning Tommy Hughes is all freaking butthurt because somebody said, hey, maybe you should man Tommy Hughes because all their guys are slow.
First off, people have manned us before, and it still goes poorly. Like, it doesn't matter if you
Thank
man
you.
Someone if you don't know how to, like...
Play man coverage.
So Tommy Hughes, you get an LVP. Even and then we haven't done that.
And on top of it, I mean, like anybody who's ever seen our team and like our lineup, when we trot out the offensive line of me, Cole, Gordon, and Hearn, like you should know, they're probably not going to run past us. But people still play zone, and that's how they get eaten up. So, but people played man and got eaten up, so it doesn't really matter.
You scored 140 more points.
Yeah, no, we're not. For the record, I said
so. They should probably go up a division, shouldn't they, Jay?
Hey, you're not like you're talking.
I want to be the new division commissioner.
You are.
First off, you're the new. Yes, absolutely done.
You've been knighted.
But
you're going to put yourself.
No, he can't control himself. Only Lenny has that power.
No. I get to. Yeah.
But again, we've said before that we're not like proud of how we're kind of beating up on D6. We're going to move up, and it'll be better next year.
You should play with one less player.
Well,
I think that would be fair.
That's not fair.
You guys like that idea?
It's essentially one less player when you have me and Hearn and Cole out there.
Oh, whatever.
Everybody passed their prime, or me who never even had a prime.
I'm rooting for you guys.
It's coming,
my bestie
Joe.
Actually, I'm going to ask an honest question right now, and we'll go around the room. Who has a greater chance of winning their title, Tommy Hughes Experience or Angry Buffalo?
Tommy Hughes.
Tommy's Experience.
Tommy Hughes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Tommy Hughes. Because they have an undefeated record.
I don't know about that, though.
Listen.
You're just being an asshole now.
I think Angry Buffalo has just an easiest shot as Tommy Hughes.
Excuse me. Joey Bats is in Division 2. So anything's still on the table.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That's much harder to defeat than
Let's talk about how he was referenced as a Division I winning quarterback, and he plays on a D2 and a D3 team.
He never played a quarterback for D1. He was the
quarterback. So he's just a player.
Yeah,
just
he was D1. Well, he's Joey Bats.
Oh, he's a player, all right.
Listen, Joey Goddamn Bats stud. And I, actually, when I started playing like 8 years ago, him and I were on the same team.
Really?
Phenomenal person. Yeah, that's
he
how I met
phenomenal.
Him.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. I know some people might think he's a jerk.
No,
it
nobody.
Might just be a... Whatever.
The only person who thinks he's a jerk is his brother, because Joey Bats gets all the press.
Yeah, well,
he once looked me straight in the eye and said, "My brother can't throw 10 yards if he tried."
Well, that's a lie, because I've seen him throw some good footballs.
I saw the Gryffindor game. I don't think he threw the ball past 10 yards. No. Now that I think about it.
No.
All right, so we're what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 1 that it's Tommy Hughes is going to win over Angry Buffalo. Easier time.
I mean, when you look at it, D2 is just, it's very tight.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys realize how competitive
real
it really
tight.
Is.
Yeah, I could see.
Keeps me up at night.
I'm going to bring you on if you win the D2 title. I'm going to ask you that question I just asked you again.
Do it.
You win like 96 to 24.
Oh, I don't know.
48 to 10. Well, Len, you know.
Well, Len, you want
to with the toughest 48 to 10 game I've ever been a part of.
You know, first of all, I think you're going to play good.
Yeah.
You got to play good.
Here's this is another good one. D5, Jimmy. This is going to be a great one.
Uncle Rico's Time Travelers versus Hung Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Rico's is sitting on 8-2. Hung Buffalo is 7-2-1. Come from behind, 8-2, taking on Ace, who's 5-5.
It seemed, at least to me, probably about week 5 or 6, that Uncle Rico's and Come From Behind were having at it. Both are awesome on offense. Both are very good. Hung Buffaloes can be a little slow sometimes. Emily, you can attest to that. I don't know if you've seen them. Ace,
once or twice.
Ace is very good. Ace is very fast. But Ronnie K against Paul in a quarterback battle, I'm taking Paul all day long. And Ronnie K has been good.
He has been good.
No.
So I don't see, unless anybody differs. Can Hung Buffalo beat Uncle Rico's in an upset? That's a good question.
I think so. I think anything's possible there.
You think?
Yeah,
Uncle Rico's is so good, though.
They scored 135 more points.
Than Angry Buffalo?
Actually, yeah. They probably have.
So should they go up to D4?
They probably should jump 2 in that scenario.
I mean, they've only scored 70 more points.
All right, so I'm going to ask the room another question. Who's going to have an easier time winning a title? Is it going to be Uncle Rico's? Is it going to be Tommy Hughes? Or is it going to be Angry Buffalo? And go.
Tommy Hughes.
Tommy Hughes.
Tommy Hughes?
Tommy Hughes.
Tommy Hughes still?
Yeah, Tommy
Jay?
Hughes. Tommy Hughes. Okay, I don't like being the measuring
stick. I think I'm still going with Angry Buffalo. So that's 4 Tommy Hughes, 1 Angry Buffalo.
I also hate that we're doing this now because we're going to fucking lose by 40 now.
Oh, no.
We can only hope. Hacks him. Hacks him. Jimmy, who has an easier time of winning a title? Uncle Rico, Angry Buffalo, or Tommy Hughes?
Uncle Rico.
Okay, 4-1 to 1.
Okay.
Let's try the Division 4. This is in my opinion, this is, except for D3, this is the second best one.
It'll be a fun one.
D4. Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars. 9-1. Going on up against, no pun intended, who's 5-5. HK4, 8-2. Take it on Saturday's R4, the girls, who's also 8-2. Those are your D4 games.
I think the second best matchup of the day is HK4 sitting at 8-2 against Saturday for the girls at 8-2. I think that is going to be a barn burner.
Yep.
I don't know if Ryan Puckett, I think, handles no pun intended. I think they beat him early in the season, if memory serves me right. No pun intended is pretty good, but I don't see them like...
I feel like they've gotten better as
the
year went on.
I just don't think they have the offense. Have you ever seen Puckett's girls play? They are wicked fast. Wicked fast. And in games like that, that's where you could get in trouble. When girls in bad weather games get open, that's how you lose games.
Yeah.
But HK4 against Sarah for the girls, I have no clue who wins. I mean, if you told me when the season started, I picked HK4. I think I said here in week 4, I said they're going to run away with D4. I'm not as convinced anymore. Jay-Z has finished strong down the stretch. I'd like to see HK4 and Ryan Puckett have it one more time, personally. I'm not. This is not easy. So Jay, you're off the hook for this division.
Well, no, I think when you, if you just look at the, like I got the stats in front of me and numbers can be a little telling. But HK4 has got a better point differential than both teams at 141. So just scoring more points, giving up less. So when you look at the matchup that way, I think it comes down to defense, and then that's where the weather plays a factor.
Sure does. It's supposed to rain 90% chance. Corey Turner sent me a weather report today.
That happens a lot, though. It always seems to rain on championship day in the fall.
Remember last year was a shit show.
It was bad.
It was hailing.
National Weather Service in Buffalo is calling for a chance of snow, lake effect snow, this Saturday heading into Sunday. Things are rapidly changing. No lie there.
What's the barometric pressure?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not joking around. But look,
I know
that
you're serious, but I just
believe it. I would rather.
I was hoping you would know.
Rain.
Couldn't tell.
All right, let's go to D3. This is the one I have no freaking clue who's going to win. Your guess is
that makes
mine.
All of us.
Yeah. Oh, fuck bats. With D3, we've got Gryffindor 7-3 facing Mickey Razz at 4-6. A&A 5-4-1 taking on Cobblestone 5-5. Gryffindor once again 7-3 in D3.
Well, there's no
once
way
again
Gryffindor
that's Gryffindor
winning.
At 7-3.
Gryffindor has a hard time in the playoffs.
They should have been beat, and I think they're going to get lucky if Mickey Razz is not at 100%. Jeff, what are you thinking over there?
I think Gryffindor was the best team we faced off against in D3. I don't know how you bet against them. I know they have that reputation for like choking in the playoffs, apparently, but they're just such a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every game is 0-0.
Yeah.
And they had no brother Nero last week. I am assuming Anthony's going to be back this week.
He is.
He is so
confirmed.
Freaking good. Yep. But A&A, man, I'm telling you, Matty Ice came to freaking play Saturday. Does he come back? I mean, you got to think
he's Daryl.
Yeah, but I think that's he can.
Here, I mean,
is B's brother playing then?
No, he's still suspended.
He's suspended, and everybody knows that. Stop it.
Well, we don't know. We could forgive him.
Would you? You don't look like you're ready.
I
to
I told
forgive.
You not, unless he's dressed up as Cookie Monster.
Cobblestone.
He has to file an appeal.
Cobblestone without
file
B's
his
brother,
nails, so he's not going to file.
Cobblestone without B's brother loses.
They probably do.
Well, that's not true either, because like, if Matt shows up, the kid from. Whatever it was, the Chargers practice squad. He's a good player, and watching him play with DeAndre is going to be awesome, especially if they go man. But
once again, if that happens, does B sing on the other side?
Yeah, B's on the other side, but they got this other kid, Tone, who's just as fast and good. Okay. Like, they have the players to keep up with them. So I think, actually, A&A, they can probably win this game.
And he's faster than Cobblestone, in my opinion.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think A&A has the better quarterback. So, I mean, it really comes down to how bad the weather actually is, I think. Obviously plays a factor, but
this could be one of those games.
But those are early, right?
Casey's really fast.
Yeah, the first game.
Could Casey be a factor in this game?
Yes, that's
because
another one.
Sam is kind of getting to that point where she might be done.
That's the only time where we didn't get burned by A&A is because we knew that they have that girl, and she runs us every now and then. She'll run down the friggin'
she's so fast.
That
down
girl.
The same. I couldn't think of the word. Thank you.
Yeah. That girl.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. So she runs super fast, and Maddie just launches it, and nobody can stay with her because
she's more than
just
that
so
girl,
fast.
She's so fast.
She's so, really fast.
There's that. And then, I mean,
I'd be curious.
I mean, you look at Mickey Ratz and Gryffindor, but Gryffindor blows it in the playoffs anyway, and Mickey Ratz just played a really, really good game against Topper. Granted, Topper was missing Drew and Dove, so that's probably played a big factor. But
rumors are they're playing short.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to because half of them are going to leave anyway. At least they're playing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Gryffindor probably wins that. And, I mean, could you imagine the smack talk in the championship between Maddie and Joey?
I can't.
That might be the best thing of all time.
I just can't even talk right
Lenny
now.
Lenny doesn't.
It's so excited.
It would be awesome. Like, it would be one of the greatest matchups ever.
I've said all year this division was the best division, top to bottom, and I still think it's the best one to watch.
When the season started, even the playoffs, I thought 8 teams could have won.
Yeah. Well, look at it. I mean, we were one Gryffindor loss away from what? The 5, 6, 7, and 8 seeds.
Yeah.
Advancing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And Gryffindor can be argued should have lost that game, like you said.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There you go.
D3 is where it's at.
It really is.
It's so competitive.
I'd like to take a trip.
I love it.
You're not taking a trip.
I think we need more girls, so come on.
I'm going to be on Sticky Bandits.
I'm excited about it,
Emily.
There
you
go. You know Alex wants to throw to you.
No, fuck that. I'm turning that down right away. Like, whatever powers I have, I'm using them here.
Nice. Let's go to
you're a life ruiner.
Division J.
D2.
Jay, what do you say?
Buffalo 9-1 taking on the replacements with 6-3. NWO 7-3. Taking on the tight ends in motion, 7-3 as well.
You know what?
What?
I would like to say I have a lot of faith at my homies in tight ends in motion.
That's what's
thank
sweet
you.
They can win, but
I think they could
Stoner
win.
Dave, those are the two words I got for you. Like, if he shows, can they play? Yes. If he doesn't, though,
we'll go they give have him other a athletes. Shot of cortisone. Yeah, we'll give him
well,
a shot.
Well, Tiger's phenomenal.
So Tiger's phenomenal, and yeah. Dave Baker, we're not spending nearly
Dave
enough time.
Baker,
no, you're not talking
Dave
about
Dave
him.
Dave Baker yeah. is an evil defensive genius.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He had a pick last week against Blitzkrieg.
Oh, my
Blitzkrieg.
God.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
is he – oh, my – I can't even talk.
I think they go Angry Buffalo if they play tight ends without – Stoner Dave, they will stay away from Tiger, and they'll go to the other side, and that'll be trouble.
Yeah, but what if Steve rushes Nick Such?
There's no way you could do that.
Jay, how'd you guys lose this year?
That's what I wanted to talk about.
They lost to Witters.
No, they lost to Matty Ice.
I wanted to cycle back to we lost to a Matty Ice-led Witters team who, when we were talking about their games, the game they lost this past week was close. They had it. And then the second time we played them was even closer.
Yep.
Time out.
Yeah.
Time out. Matty Ice isn't the regular quarterback for Witters?
No, he was
a
universal sub.
He's on the universal sub.
Hang on. Time out. All this session, I've been saying the quarterback for Witters is fantastic. I thought it was Matty Ice.
No.
It was just one game.
Yes.
Oh.
Newman.
But, so that 9-1, that one was not a forfeit. It was a close game. I mean, it was a one-score game like most of our games have been. Our recent victory has skewed the point differential. By a little bit.
By a lot bit.
Well,
a lot bit.
So, no, I don't know. We got a tough matchup. I watched the replacements, and earlier in the season when I was coaching, that was one of the games I missed, and that was one of the most talked about games as far as it being a struggle.
They have two phenomenal athletes.
Yeah, they do.
One can go well if one can go right. The problem was and will always be with them. If their quarterback is hot, you will have a game. If he's not, which is more times than not, you should pull away.
Well,
you guys are built for the weather, and they are not.
Let's hope he goes to bed early and eats a full breakfast so that we can have a close one.
And I'm throwing this out here. When Stoner Dave did not attend the first time NWO played Tight Ends in Motion, Tight Ends got crushed.
Ooh. Well, here's what you got to look at there. If Joey and Anthony have to play in two games prior, that's going to be their third game of the day on a pretty torn-up field.
Ooh, that would be interesting. It won't affect Joey Bats, obviously.
Well, no, obviously not. He's superhuman.
Some people are seasoned to play a lot of games.
Joey Bats could play 8 games on Saturday, and he would be fine, in my opinion.
I've done that.
I think the differential in that game...
Retroactive suspension?
No, it was an indoor.
Oh, well, okay.
Indoor.
Suspension for a different league.
Some people condition them. I've been kicked out of that league.
Was that indoor?
Because you play too much.
That was with Game On, right?
No.
It should have been. Game On's a great league.
Thank you. Can I get in a plug for Game
I like
On?
Is Game
that,
On. Is
that
That's
okay?
at the end, Jeff. Plug That's it. At the end.
Fair enough.
That blind draw, that blind draw Game On tournament in the summer was really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to call Jungle tomorrow and suspend Emily. She's going to be so mad at me. She's like, who suspended me? And Joe's going to go Lenny. You know that asshole. Best.
It wasn't in that league.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm not calling the other clown. Division 1.
I love that so
much. Let's try that division. The last one.
The last one.
Public Enemy. 6-2-2. Take it on Eyes Downtown. 8-2. Marketing Mayors. 9-1. Take it on Racks and Sacks. 5-3-2.
I'm going with Public Enemy for the win.
You have not lived and played social co-ed football until you've participated in a playoff game between Eyes Downtown and Public Enemy.
I'm ready.
Even just a game, it is unlike anything you've ever seen before. You can cut the tension literally with a knife.
Emily's going to get speared.
It's going to be insanity. I'm not going to say it's not angry.
I'm not naming names.
It's not going to be fights, but you will literally 10 yards before you hit the field, you're going to be like, damn, I can feel that.
It's okay saying I'm going to get speared.
You are not going to get speared. I don't think.
Not cool.
I'm just saying, man.
I'll spear back.
Yeah, you will.
In half.
Don't
with my elbows.
That's all you got, those bows.
It was going one way and it went the other. Marketing Mayor seems, you know, there they are at 9-1. They're just kind of moving right along. Racks and Sacks was not supposed to beat New Gods, and they did. They could give the Marketing Mayors a game.
You said they changed their configuration,
if they played like they did last week, that'll be a really good
game.
They
have a very, very, I think more teams in this league. If you don't know what you should do on defense and you're confused, I would suggest that you go down, watch Racks and Sacks play defense. They play, in my opinion, the best defensive scheme in the league. It's kind of hard to explain how they do it, but if you watch it and you want to emulate, that's who I'd emulate if it was me.
Cool.
Yeah, their system is phenomenal. I love how they do it. I love how they attack. They disguise zone defense, but it's actually a man, but it's disguised as a zone, and it really is very interesting how they play. Marketing Mayor says Dalecki and Andy Smith, who are probably two of the best players in the league. I maintain right now that if the season ended tomorrow, Andy Smith would probably be the MVP of the league. He's been that good, so
yep.
That ought to be interesting.
You said Delano?
No. Delano will be in D1 in the spring 2018.
Oh, spring next. That's right. Next
I'd like to see him go against Andy Smith and John McGrath and some of these other cats. I think that'd be interesting.
Now you're talking.
That'd be cool.
Yep. Well, it's usually this time where we go to LVPs and MVPs. Jeff, we're going to start with you. LVP, MVP for this week? Least valuable, most valuable player from what you saw?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased having just watched some of my own games.
And that's okay.
But yeah. I've got to say the MVP. It's got to be that NFL player. Do we know his name?
Matt.
I keep
Matt.
Calling him the NFL player.
You know, like, I don't you know say if that's in a negative way, like yeah. I used to do, too. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
he saves puppies and stuff.
He's not an NFL player, is he? Because that's why he could play in D3.
He used What's to bounce name? For me when I bartended.
Yeah, he's What's a super, super nice guy. Matt something. I don't know his last name.
Well, Matt something, you are this week's Jeff Kroll MVP. LVP?
LVP? You know, I'm going to give it to, you know, we were talking a little bit before the podcast about Hung Buffalo. I just hate those guys so much.
No. I don't like that team. Just come right out and say it.
Fire
and
bullets.
I don't like them. I'm going to give LV, even though they won a game, I'm just going to say my LVP is always Hung Buffalo.
More from
like
a personal level? Just watching them? Or because do you play them at
no,
all?
No, we played against them before. We used to be in D4 with them, with Sticky Bandits.
Good point. Yeah.
We had a championship game against them that got called halfway through because it was just too chippy.
Yeah.
Too much back and forth.
That's right.
And the quarterback of that team came up to us afterwards, and we thought, you know, he's cooled down a little bit. He's going to come by. He's going to do the handshakes and all that stuff. And he grabbed my hands. And he said, "You really need to learn to shut your fucking mouth." And I remember thinking, "Like, wow!" Like, wow. I don't.
Clearly,
I don't
you didn't take that advice.
I did not. So,
wow.
Just not a fan of the guy, not a fan of the team. So they're my LVP.
Jeff Kroll, I really like you.
Yeah, he's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you,
Emily. Looks like you have something to say. LVP, MVP.
Well, I will. I'm pulling up a Facebook post.
Oh, good.
Oh my!
This was awesome, by the way.
My LVP is Blaise Leduga.
Yes.
Oh, called out by name
on Topper Sports, the Facebook page. He posts Ace versus Maddie's Angels! ! Oh wait, Maddie's couldn't win today. Maybe next year if they move up. Then Frank LaRue, whoever you are, says, "Yeah, I heard they lost 60-0." Well, Frank LaRue, we did not lose 60-0. That score reminds me more of when we played Ace last session.
Yeah, wasn't it something close to that?
The score was 76-6.
Wow.
So,
it was the best.
That's two more points than they scored against you. Or that
two less
Maddie's
points.
Yeah.
So you're my LVP. My LVP.
Nice.
And I'll have more to say about
and
that.
And Frank
later.
LaRue or just Blaise Leduga?
Both of them.
Okay, good.
I don't know who Frank LaRue is, though.
Nobody does either.
Blaise, I'm disappointed in you because we made amends on this podcast in these seats.
That's true. That did happen. I was here for it.
I feel kind of betrayed. Whatever.
MVP?
MVP.
I mean, in his defense, every time we've talked about Ace this year, you've done this. Boo! And that was before anything.
That was
for
Boo
true. Is harmless.
That's true. Boo.
Boo is harmless.
Feelings can still be hurt from this podcast, damn it.
Facebook posts, that's...
That's legit. That's out no, there. Right. Yes, Facebook's more legit than feelings, I guess.
My MVP is Public Enemy.
Yay.
We played awesome. We had fun in our game.
Homers.
Everybody was positive. It was a good time. Good job.
Jay, LVP, MVP.
Going to start off with the MVP. First of all, extend a thank you to the guys who put the league together, but I think we cannot overlook that over the past 10 weeks, the people that ref these games.
Nice.
Because without them,
except
we
the guy
could
that did the Gryffindor game.
Play. You know what? I didn't see that, so I can't comment, but we're just going to go with an overall umbrella nice. Statement.
Jay, always taking the high road.
I'm telling you right now, it's the only road to take.
Can we give you the nickname High Road Jay?
I would love it, actually.
Okay. You,
High Road Jay, division coordinator.
You are now the schedule coordinator. No, you're the division move-up coordinator, and now you are now High Road Jay.
You're going to get a card soon.
Jay, you're going to have a card soon. This is going to be awesome.
The Western New York Football Alliance High Road Jay.
I like it.
And as far as LVP goes, I'm going to just say the meteorologists who are calling for bad weather. Like, let's stay positive. Let's get 50 and sunny, and let's play this championship weekend the way it should be played. Can we get a dome?
We could. We talked to Wally Mack about that. We're going to see if we can work on it.
Walter.
Okay.
I've been working on this for a little while.
Lenny,
now.
If yes, the sir. Dome had Game On Sports on the side, would you be okay with that?
Topper wouldn't, but I would not care.
All right,
I'm friends
checking.
With everybody.
Hey, four walls and a roof. Come on.
That's all we need. Okay, LVP, MVP?
My MVP for the week goes to everybody who came out for the TSL Bills bus game that we had this weekend.
Hey-o.
Even though the Bills were just god-awful
terrible.
This week, we all got together. We had just a blast all day getting drunk and doing what we do best, but to play games and hang out with each other and do cool shit.
Yay!
Special MVP consideration go to Tammy and Samantha from Bullet Club because they had to clean up the mess of our LVP, Molly Morgan, who did her best to throw up on the bus
what
and
happened?
Cost us 200. She drank a
beer
lot
ball.
And she's little.
Beer what ball. Happened?
Yeah.
Again, she drank a lot.
Yeah,
she's little.
A tiny person.
And it just the ride home, just as she sat down, it just got to her. Like, whatever.
Don't,
people make
don't
mistakes.
Go up against Brittany Clark right. and Emily and beer
yeah,
ball.
Those animals were all over the place.
Molly Morgan.
Crawling under buses to get ping pong balls.
Literally,
and shit. They did not play.
Brittany Clark and I were.
On the gravel,
on
mind
crawling.
You.
And glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no joke.
They beat us, remember?
Yeah, I tried to forget.
That wasn't my fault, because I was done.
Was there a game in Dizzy
Bat? Definitely my fault.
No, we didn't do that.
Without Paul, we can't do it.
Yeah, there's too many buses around. But that was good. And then my other LVP is Joey Bats.
Ouch.
Joey Bats, who is a self-proclaimed lover of wrestling, talks about it all the time, has pictures of himself naked with the championship belt.
He does.
He claims he's the biggest wrestling fan in the world. I offered him the chance to go with me to WrestleMania this year. We bought tickets today. I got my tickets. And after kind of screwing around for 5 days, he finally said no. He turned it down because his brother couldn't go with him. So Joey Bats, you get an LVP in my book because it was supposed to be
brotherly
Joe and
love.
Joey take over New Orleans WrestleMania time, and you ruined that for us. And I don't think I can forgive you.
Freaking Joey Bats, what the fuck?
Lenny, MVP, LVP?
Quickly, I've got two. I know I've never given this to a team that lost, but I have to do it anyways. I'm going to give it to Primetime Players. I believe they should have upset Gryffindor.
Sure. They're your LVP?
Yeah,
no,
Frodo,
MVP.
Who was Raj, got
wait,
hurt.
Wait, wait. Blew,
yeah, they're my MVP.
Yeah, she said LVP.
Okay, no. I'm going to give that to somebody else in a minute. They should have won the game. Their captain got hurt. They came to play. I think they got hosed by one of the refs, and that's a shame, but they still deserve to be recognized. And my second MVP, I've got to give Winter Wardrobe Award to Ricky freaking Austin for that freaking fur coat. That is MVP all day
Maggie was
long.
Wearing it, too.
I love it.
Ricky Austin was freaking money on Saturday in that
warm.
Coat.
Looked,
that was phenomenal.
Yeah, he looked good.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't give my LVPs to Bullet Club and Topper. I was expecting a championship for the ages. Yeah, you can't give up 74. Topper can't walk away scoring 6. That just made no sense.
He scored 8.
Or 8.
Give him credit, man. Come on.
Yeah.
But Bullet Club's defense, Topper's offense, it was bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't that like I said, the offense worked well. We got down to the end zone. Just when we got to the end zone, we threw it to the guys in bright green.
Yeah, that's still not good.
It is what it is.
Black, green.
Jimmy, you have any MVPs, LVPs?
Yeah, no, it's really
are we going
close.
To the end of the day? Okay, we're going to the end of the day. What do you say? Jeff Kroll, at the end of the day, what do you say?
At
closing thoughts.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I think it was a really exciting season. I'll put in a little plug for Sticky Bandits here. Started 0-3, went 5-0-1 in the next 6 games.
That was awesome.
It was a really exciting season to be a part of. So, we're just excited to build from there and keep playing next spring. Hope for better results.
We'll see you in the spring, I'm assuming?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Can I chime in on that? Just quick shout-out. In the sinking ship that was the South Beach, Sam and Christine subbed
fantastic.
For us
yep.
multiple weeks just so we could play games
yep.
oh, wow.
and not have to forfeit. So special shout out to them. I meant
awesome.
To plug that earlier. That was awesome.
That's great players, great people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Public Emily, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I have a poem.
Hooray.
I love is it a poem,
at
a limerick?
At the end of the day.
It is a limerick. At the TSL banquet in December of last year, Maddie Ice and Emily were sitting at a table drinking beer. They had this amazing idea to start a gender team. The name was Maddie's Angels. The name came to me in a dream. Starting in the spring, the Angels joined D6. It was Maddie Ice and Travis joined by some baller chicks. We showed up every week, played and had fun. The team was made of angels who could rush, were tough, had hands, and could definitely run. Lenny said the Angels were the definition of representing what the league is all about. We play hard, have fun, laugh on the field, and then party at the bar, no doubt. But then a mean team named Ace came to rain on the Angels' parade. Word on the street was Ace didn't care for gender teams and would throw them shade. So on June 24th, a much-anticipated game was played. The D6 championship was the game of the decade. Everyone thought the Angels would get shut down. The Godfather made predictions of who would get the D6 crown. But lo and behold, the Angels came to play. The Angels won by 60 points. They came to slay. But now we have bullies from Ace talking smack on Facebook. Sounds like that loss to us last season still has them shook. Blaze, stop talking crap on online is never any fun. If you want to set a date for a rivalry game, you can find me this Saturday at Field 1.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Nice poem.
That was beautiful.
I'm glad I don't have to follow that.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed.
Jay, what do you have?
Yeah. Oh, mic drop.
I got.
You want me to lay down a beat?
I got nothing on that.
Just better run.
No, my final thoughts is as excited as I am for Championship Sunday, it's going to be, you know, a little disheartening at the end because that means we got to wait another 5 months for the next season to come around. But
TSL indoor league.
But yeah, but as always, you know, the past 10, 11 weeks have just been awesome. So again, thank you to everyone for putting that on.
I think Game On does a indoor league in the winter.
They do two indoor leagues. There's a Friday night and a Saturday night league.
I'm playing in them.
I don't want to talk down on
is
anything.
It back?
Not the same. I'm done.
Ouch.
You're playing in it too.
Ouch. I understand. I'm playing in it, but it's not the same.
You didn't take the high road
as Saturday at the Angry.
Yeah, you were high road Jay. What happened?
I am high road Jay, but I'm you just. Were. I got to state
Jay,
the fact.
You've been high road Jay for 4 minutes, and you couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
It's hard to live up to a character's reputation.
I couldn't do it.
That was not Captain America.
He just doesn't live the gimmick. What are you going to do?
I could.
DJ Jimmy, at the end of the day, what do you say?
I learned some things this evening.
As did I.
I learned there's this secret code word pineapple for some bullshit. I don't know what it means. There's also this, let me invite people to go to WrestleMania and not call DJ Jimmy or Lenny. That's fine.
Lenny got called.
I just learned how to quickly mute Joe K's mic for the rest
you
of the fucking night.
Do that.
I said the rest of the night. I also learned that Game On is a fantastic league with some great people, and they're extremely interested in this Western New York Co-Ed Football Alliance, and it might be an interesting future to behold, Len.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's my end of the day. That's all I got.
We're going to talk about it, yeah.
Joe K., what do you say at the end of the day?
I can't say anything.
Talking Jays.
Okay. Joe, get in on this.
He's just going to cut that one out.
Oh, come on.
Oh, let him talk, Jimmy. On. Give him an end of the day. Let's see what he say.
He already did it. It's fine. We're just yelling too much. Let's see here. So, I forgot where I'm at with this. At the end of the day, well, first off, I'm going to go a little Terrell Owens here because I'm going to go a little that's my quarterback. Mm-hmm. Bullet Club has had ups and downs, obviously. Not just this season, but the last couple seasons, especially when last year we were having attendance issues. And for a time there, I didn't actually want to run the team again because it was such a pain in the ass. And we came back because we're all friends and we love football and we're psychopaths, and that's great. Even though Jeff had a really terrible game against Maddie's or ANA and we got just destroyed, the reason that we were in the position we were in is because of him. He had a great season. Like, people may not have known that, but, like, you know, we had constant roster. Like, Chad wasn't there some weeks. Lou wasn't there because he was hurt. Gordon had, you know, drill and all that other stuff. But Jeff was there every week, and he played really well. And if it wasn't for him, we could easily have been 2-7 and getting murdered or whatever. So even though he thinks he's the worst quarterback in the world right now.
And he should.
No, he should. I know. I guess he should. But at the same time, he's not.
He is not. He's very good, actually.
Yeah.
So very underrated.
He just needs to, like, chill out and hopefully we'll come back good.
Is he really bothered by it right now?
Yeah, man. Like, really? I mean, I haven't really talked to him since the game. Like, no, he, like I said, he took himself out of the game and we were like, get in here. You need to play. He's like, no, I'm terrible right now. This is not the way we're going to win. We got to try something different. And then we were supposed to go and have a few beers afterward. And he just left and went home. He was so disappointed in himself.
It happens.
And I gave him, like, the text message pep talk the next day. But, and even though he appreciated the kind words, still, like, kind of sucked. He just, you can just tell he's not happy with it. After that, my other thought is, like we were talking about with Game On, hopefully we'll get to, you know, merge podcasts one day and have a whole bunch of fun, maybe in the offseason. I don't know if you guys are planning on doing any of that. Like,
it'd be fun.
How often are you planning on doing that?
Doing the podcast?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't really figured that out yet. We're doing it through the end of this season, but that's like another week.
Yeah, so that's kind of
other than our last one tomorrow, we haven't figured out what the cadence is going to be going forward.
Well, hopefully, long term, you know, we'll go on their show.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've already been on ours. We'll have more people on. Maybe Joe will get involved. And then I think we should have, like, the Tournament of Champions after the spring.
Yeah.
I talked to you about this a little bit.
Lenny, we should definitely talked about that as well.
Oh, did you? Perfect. Yep. I think the Tournament of Champions should happen, and it'd be just like
it'd be a lot of fun.
A fantastic event where, like, we can just merge both leagues and just have a great time.
We might have to do it a week Topper's out of town, but we definitely can talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we'll just send him to Wine Country. It'll be great.
That would be kind of awesome, actually.
I mean, he lives in Wine Country, but, like, we'll just send him a little further. It'll be fine.
And before Joe King and I actually come on the Game On podcast, which I'm sure we've already agreed we would do.
We want to do it more than anything.
You guys got to sign Beast Brother and have him on for 1 week. I think that would be so funny.
I'll talk to Joe Jungle.
Jeff's like waiting. Yeah. He's on Janet Drive. Jeff's like, really? He's waiting. Got him in his car. Would it be Jeff Kroll?
It'd be like when WCW randomly had Lex Luger show up, and that's what started the Monday Night Wars.
How funny would it be, like, let's say, like, 500-600 people view their thing, and all of a sudden it goes to 1,200 the first week.
The best.
Jeff looks at Jungle and he goes,
brother is ratings.
Lenny told us chaos equals ratings.
No, chaos does equal ratings, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm glad you guys have a podcast. I'm glad you said that you're modeling it after us and ripping us off.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it. Yeah, and that's why I appreciate you.
Hey, you can't be High Road Joe if you say that.
I'm not High Road Joe. I have never claimed to be that, and I will never, ever be that again. I'm just a great hugger with a killer smile. But with that, Lenny, it's on you. You got your little hat on. You got your thinking cap on. At the end of the day, where are you at?
Shockingly, right about now, I am usually a very happy man, but inside to myself, I am debating whether or not I'm going to leave and come back.
You're not even close.
I am not even close. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to say that as of right now, and that obviously can always change, you never know, I'm in a good spot, and that makes me feel good. I would like to congratulate the 24 teams that are left in the TSL playoffs. You all deserve to be there. You all done a great job. Kudos to you. On November 18th, 24 teams are going to head for the finals. I hope the fields hold. I hope that the battles are as good as we think they're going to be. A little piece of me, sorry, not awarding Tommy Hughes, hopes that Tommy Hughes' experience loses.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, he's got friends. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to see you guys get toppered. I think that would be hysterical.
That'd be funny.
I want Jay to win. I just want you guys to win, and then I want to literally look at you.
I want them to lose so you can still do it.
That would kind of be funny.
Like, they could be dejected after a terrible semifinal loss. You go up and be like,
hey, by the way, welcome to D1.
Fix that before you play in D1 and next.
There's a little piece of me, though, and I'm not going to lie, that wants Joey Bats to win one, maybe two, because I just want to – Topper and I have a rule at the banquet, and it's basically we don't want people to have speeches. We've kind of said no, but we have a rule that if Joey Bats wins a title and award, it's exempt for him.
Because Joey wins both titles, he might just shit on the field.
That would be the funniest thing ever if he did. So in closing, thanks to Jeff, thanks to Jay, thank you. To all our podcast guests, to people that have been on, Emily, Joe, Jimmy, and Tommy, thank you so much for your hospitality. Thanks to Topper. This is the time where I just said thank you to the whole world. Ramirez, you did a great job with the refs. Thank you to all the refs.
Yeah, great.
Thanks to the Angry Buffalo. Thank you to
Greg from upstairs,
the customers at the Angry Buffalo, who did a very good job of not bringing inside alcohol this time. We've had a great season. I hope we finish as strong as we started. So good luck Saturday. We'll see you out there.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
In closing, this song goes out to the a band that's no longer around Buffalo, but they were fantastic back in the day. Used to always see them down there at some of those nasty rock clubs. Vail.